Robert had shame enough to blush. "It was not the same," he complained. "Sir Barristan was a knight of the King's Guard, whereas Daenerys is a 14-year-old girl." Ned knew he was pushing this well past the point of wisdom, yet he could not keep silent. "Robert, I ask you, what did we rise against Aerys Targaryen for, if not to put an end to the murder of children?" "To put an end to Targaryens," the king growled. "Your Grace, I never knew you to fear Rhaegar." Ned fought to keep his scorn out of his voice and failed. "Have the years so unmanned you that you tremble at the shadow of an unborn child?" Robert purpled. "No more, Ned," he warned, pointing. "Not another word. Have you forgotten who is king here?" "No, Your Grace," Ned replied. "Have you?" "Enough," the king bellowed. "I'm sick of talk. I'll be done with this, or be damned. What say you all?"
"She must be killed," Lord Renly declared. "We have no choice," murmured Varys, sadly, sadly.
Sir Barristan Selmy raised his pale blue eyes from the table and said, "Your Grace, there is honor in facing an enemy on the battlefield, but none in killing him in his mother's womb. Forgive me, but I must stand with Lord Eddard."